This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
This podcast is brought to you by Premier Surgical Associates. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. For more than 20 years, Premier's expert surgeons have helped thousands of East Tennessee patients in the fight against breast cancer.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dillian Barbecue. Hour three, let's get to Buck Nasty, who's calling on the B-Drop Waterproofing Hotline. Buck Nasty, good morning, my friend.
What's going on, Swaino?
Everything is going on, my friend. Everything. Good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from y'all again. I was calling in to tell you about what I took away from the game.
Okay.
And my highlight of the game, the greatest thing I thought that happened was Todd Kelly Jr. getting to play and laying the wood.
Ooh, I was nervous he was going to get kicked out, man. That was a good hit.
Man, I am so glad to see him back on the field. The kid's always been a ball player, and I'm so glad to see him get a chance to come back in and play. And to come in, not only play, but absolutely lay the timber one time, Jack.
He did.
Ty Chandler's an absolute nightmare matchup on the outside at receiver. They can't do nothing with him, and I'd like to see us do a little bit more with him. Juwan Jennings had himself a day, and I was proud for Juwan. And I'd like to see Nigel Warrior in front of the ball machine for 1,000 catches a day from here on for the rest of the season.
Yes. Too many drops this season.
Hey, he played a heck of a game Saturday. Nothing to show, really. You know, he played a really good ball game, but at that point in the game, that could have been a 21-point swing right before the half.
Yes.
That one single drop. But besides that, you know, I thought he had an outstanding day. And while we're on the national media, like you was on a while ago, give your for what? Can I say something here and just say piss on Desmond Howard and Kirk Herbstreit and Lee Corso and all them for laughing? Oh, they was laughing at us before the game when they done their picks. They was just laughing at us. They said, do we really even have to pick this game? Or can we just pick against the spread? Oh, they just tore up. Like, you look it up. They was laughing at us, cutting up the whole nine yards. I'm glad Ohio State got beat, since they're so proud to be Ohio State people. I know Desmond's from Michigan, but Kirk and all them, that whole bunch, they don't want none of the SEC. That's why Urban Cryer run off up there to Ohio State, the whole nine yards. That's why Jim Harbaugh don't want to come down here and play nobody. It's an obvious fact that they don't want no part of the SEC. So they need to keep their mouth shut about anybody from the SEC.
No.
Get them, Buck Nasty.
Buck Nasty, I will say – Kirk Herbstreit did do like a 5-minute little segment illustrating how great Jarrett Garantano was against Auburn, and then he came back and said that Tennessee would give Alabama its toughest challenge it's faced this season.
He did do that, Ben. You are correct on that. And then turned around and laughed at us on national television.
I understand. It's frustrating.
Oh, it's
hey, you're supposed to have pride.
Do what?
I say you're supposed to have pride in your football team and not like that. I get that. I get that 100%. I understand.
Oh, yeah, I can't handle that kind of pressure. It just makes me just want to strap up and go up yonder and just put on a butt-kicking clinic up yonder whatever game day. They don't need to come tonight and host no game day next time. I'll be on the front row of double-fisting the bird to them the whole time, talking about their glory days when they was in Michigan. They don't even know what football is in Michigan. All they know about is Snow and Butch Jones up around that way.
Hey, man, I like it, Buck Nasty. I like your pride, man. I do. I really do. I'm not a big fan of folks, laughing at Tennessee while they're down. But if you are in their position, I get why you would say, why do we have to pick this game? It's silly to pick. Let's just pick against the spread, because Tennessee was outmatched. I mean, you're going up against a Nick Saban team that's been basically built over the last 10 years, and Jeremy Pruitt is coming into a situation where 75% of these players he didn't bring here. He's trying to change the culture. It's a bunch of new going on. He just wasn't built to compete. And so, I mean, I do understand that, but doesn't mean I like to hear people laughing about Tennessee losing against Alabama. I hate that, man. So I appreciate the passion, and I appreciate the pride, Buck Nance. I do.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to get off here and listen to what y'all got to say. Y'all are doing a great job, and y'all keep it up. And I'm just going to take an extra blood pressure pill this morning just try to calm myself down here.
That works. That works, Buck Nance, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. It takes pride. He takes pride in his school and his football program, and I respect that. I do. I think Kurt Herbstreit was very, very complimentary of Jarrett's play against Auburn and highlighted his play. But Tennessee didn't have a shot in this game. And I knew the Auburn game was going to hype people up and make them feel like Tennessee was going to, you know, keep it close or maybe have a chance to upset. And I just didn't want to crush people's feelings on the air last week. But that's why I kept saying is, guys, have fair, realistic expectations. Have fair and realistic expectations, because if you don't, you're going to find yourself upset Saturday, upset Sunday, upset Monday, and placing the blame at people that don't deserve it and making irrational statements and comments. That's what's going to happen. And some folks let it get to them. I got DMs from folks who was cussing up a storm. Like, why are you mad? Why are you this mad? I understand being mad that Tennessee's losing to Bama. You this mad? Like, you're surprised? Really? You this surprised? And the same person predicted like 9 wins at the start of the season. So you got to have fair, realistic expectations, or you'll get yourself worked up and you'll want to fire folks and bench folks. Chill out. Buck is right. Nigel needs the jug machines. He's had 3 or 4 balls hit him right in the hands this football season. You got to catch the ball, man. That's like a drop touchdown pass. But that's just 100% right. That's 14-point swing at least.
Yep. Because Bama ended up scoring on that drive, so.
I mean.
Yep.
Tua doesn't throw it to you often. When he does, you need to catch it.
It would have been his first interception of the season.
My goodness. Let's get to Titans Bill. Titans Bill, good morning.
Buddy, I'll tell you what, it was very much a bleak weekend.
Titans Bill, you caught an upset, too.
Yeah. One upset I got right. Purdue, I predicted Purdue to upset Ohio State.
You did. You smashed that one.
Mm-hmm.
But the other two, I'll tell you, when it comes to the University of Michigan, they ought to have every game should always be a rain delay, because they're always good at winning them rain delay games.
Yeah, I didn't watch Michigan State game. Titans Bill, I can't watch Big Ten football.
Michigan
football. I watched some Big Ten, over the weekend. I'm happy for Scott Frost getting his first victory.
I am too.
Coach at Nebraska. I believe after that victory, they're going to build on it. But on another thing, I believe in Jeremy Pruitt. I believe he's going to do a great job here.
Water.
I believe he'll turn things around. I was watching the locker room yesterday, and they had this one smart aleck caller that's over here saying, "Well, I heard rumors that Jeremy Pruitt may have his job on the line." And one thing I was very happy to see that you cut him off.
Oh yeah, no, Austin Price cut him off and said, get this guy out of here. They hung up on him. But I had a reaction like, this guy what? Can't be serious. Well, he said he thinks Pruitt should be on the hot seat. He was obviously trolling.
What?
He was trolling, man. He was
I
trolling.
Would hope
there's
so.
No, there's no way anyone with any common sense would say that. But he did. I think he was just trolling. Yeah.
And by the way, buddy, you looked very dapper last night.
Well, thank you, Titans Bill. I appreciate it, man.
All right. On another note now, what's the Titans' excuse? Here they are. John Robinson has drafted them some great talents. They, you know, has given him groceries to cook, and he's not doing a good job of cooking them. Frabel is not doing that good of a job of cooking them now, is he?
Yeah,
he lost by 1 point, but still a loss is a loss.
L is an L. I mean, you wanted attention a couple of weeks ago. You were 0-3 since you've wanted attention.
Yeah.
They played
now
well
they
enough.
They have an open date, and they're going to have to find a way to – they need to find a way – to maybe reevaluate themselves.
They gotta get it together, man. The Texans won, and Titans Bill, thanks for the phone call. The Texans won. The Colts will not be a factor down there at all. But the Texans won, and the Jaguars. I don't know what's going on with them. They lost again. Got embarrassed. So that's a good thing is that the Jaguars lost. But Texans, they're in a good spot. The Titans better figure it out because they'll have any more. I don't think wiggle room if they want to go to the playoffs.
Yeah. It was really frustrating because the Titans played well enough to win that game. I thought they would have a bounce back, and they did. That defense is good enough to win all of the games that the Titans have played so far.
You said you thought they were going to have a bounce back.
Well, they did. I said
a bounce back as far as
because they lost 21-0 to the Ravens. It was totally embarrassing. And then people thought that they might get blown out by the Chargers, and they had a chance to win on the final play of the game. I mean, that's, to me, you were in a position to get a victory yesterday, and that's something. And honestly, in the latter half of that game, the Titans were playing better football than the Chargers were, and so that's...
We're talking about the Titans, not Tennessee. Vols, right?
Yeah. Okay. What?
I mean...
Well, what? I mean, what part am I...
They bounced back as far as playing better, but they didn't bounce back because they lost.
Well, they lost, but you had – I mean, they lost because they didn't convert a two-point conversion. I mean, you had the game right there. You complete that pass, you win. It was razor thin.
This was a
playoff. That loss was razor thin.
Titans a playoff team last year.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. But I say all that to say the defense is playing good enough to win in the offense. Mariota is also playing good enough to win. And the dudes around him are letting him down, and it makes me want to rip my hair out. His wide receivers are ugh. And the fact that he doesn't have Delaney Walker hurts a lot. That's been a huge drawback. And the offensive line's playing like garbage.
Yeah, Titans 3-4. We got to get the TC. But Titans are 3-4.
It hurts me.
They play the Cowboys next at away.
Winnable game.
They play the Patriots at home. Those are two tough games there. Colts will be a win for the Titans. It should be. The Titans and the Texans square off November the 26th, and that's going to be
a huge game. Yeah.
You play the Jets. That's not going to be necessarily easy because the Jets defense is okay. And then you play the Jaguars. So you better tighten up, Jaguars. I mean, Titans. You better tighten up because
they have to.
This division is up for grabs, and it should be the Titans leading, but they're not right now.
I felt so good about Vrabel at 3-1, and it's starting to fall off a little bit. Hopefully he can get it back together. We'll see.
Let's get to TC. TC, good morning.
What's up, Swaino?
What's up?
Hey, buddy. I want to hit on a few things this morning, my man.
Okay.
One.
What was yours?
You know, one, I know Tyson Helton takes a lot of heat and all that, and probably rightfully so, but, you know, I was a little concerned when Jeremy Pruitt hired one of his buddies named Will Friend. Because I saw the way his line underachieved here at the University of Georgia in that program. And I'm getting sick and tired of seeing this O-line for freaking blocking air every freaking play. Put your freaking helmet on another daggum helmet, for God's sake. Why is it every time the ball is snapped and a play takes 2 seconds before Garantano's getting lit up, you look and you see 2 or 3 linemen literally standing around blocking nobody? What are they doing over there, man?
They are recruiting Wanya Morris and Darnell Wright. I mean, I'm with you, TC. I understand your frustration. But I think that's why Darnell Wright and Wanya Morris feel like they have a chance to come in and start day one, because there is some cards that were dealt that makes it very tough on the coaches. I think that's why Coach Former has been involved too, because it's going to take Coach Former's offensive line expertise to, you know, help. Because, yeah, it is bad. And there are times when it's okay. There's times when it's bad. That's called inconsistency. And you cannot have that in this conference. You have to be consistent in the trenches. And this team fights the inconsistency.
You're 7 games in, man. You're 7 games in, and you haven't taught these guys how to freaking engage with the guy that's right across the line from them?
TC, they're taught now. They're taught.
I don't know, man. We'll see if Wilfred's the guy or not. I'm telling you, the day he was hired, I called in and said, I don't know about that.
When I've been at practice, he's been one of the coaches I've been actually impressed with, him and David Johnson, to be honest. I mean, I think he does a really good job of coaching him up. I do understand the frustration. I do understand, you know, pointing the finger at the guy who is ultimately responsible for the offensive line play. All I'm saying is, if talent is not where it needs to be, Trey Smith is maybe out of position, even though he's all world, he's out of position a little bit. They're playing some guys that really shouldn't be playing, but they have to. It is why they went out and got Brandon Kennedy, and he started day one. Like, he didn't even have any competition when he came in. I mean, he was the starter day one. I think that should tell you a little bit.
What did Brandon Kennedy do on play one?
Well, that wasn't on Brandon Kennedy play one. That was on Ron Johnson play one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Brandon Kennedy hasn't played great when he was healthy either. But I'm just saying, right, that's why Brandon Kennedy had basically the job handed to him first day, because of how bad they were hurting on the offensive line. So, if you want to say Wilfred coaching better, I'm cool with that, TC. I'm cool with that. They're big boys. They're not offended by that.
Yeah, time will tell. We'll see.
Yeah. These coaching staff, they're big boys.
Yeah. You know, the second thing is this, man. If I'm Phil Fulmer, I hope Phil Fulmer pulled into Birmingham this morning and told Greg Sankey's secretary clear all his appointments for this morning, because he's going to be dealing with me. And I hope he went in there and gave him the tongue lashing of a lifetime. And I hope he looked him in the eye and said, listen, Sankey, if you can't show leadership, I can. And I'll be on the phone with every athletic director in this conference that says, Bama, because I don't give a rip to talk to him, but I'll be on the phone with every athletic director in this conference by the end of the day about a couple of things. One, ousting your butt. And number two, at our next athletic director's meeting for this conference, getting this freaking office moved out of Birmingham.
If you will show me leadership,
I will.
I'm with you, TC. I'm with you, man.
If he wasn't down there today, that's a mistake. He ought to have his butt in his office ripping him to shreds.
I like the phone call. I like you a little bit, TC, too. Thanks for the phone call, TC. My man, I agree with TC. I do, especially on the Greg Sankey thing. I mean, if I'm Coach Former, I'm on the phone with Greg Sankey. I'm sending video. I'm doing whatever I need to do to let the office know at SEC that was not acceptable on Saturday. Now, I don't know about Coach Former talking to other ADs, because I don't think Coach Former is necessarily universally loved by other schools.
No.
Now, Vol fans, for the most part, love him, but he ain't loved. Remember, he used to coach against these dudes. And he used to whoop their butts in recruiting. He used to whoop their butts on the football field. I don't know how much love he's going to get from other schools, but I think that we all can come together and put all our differences to the side to recognize that Alabama is getting some calls they shouldn't be getting. Like, it is obvious of the officiating slant that goes to Alabama. It's obvious. Not making excuses. Alabama's great, not taking anything away from Alabama. They're great. They don't need any help from the officials, though. That's all we're saying. Will Friend and Jeremy Pruitt, these guys are big boys. Hey, if you wanna say, hey man, do a better job, cool. I don't think that bothers Will Friend. I don't think it bothers Jeremy Pruitt. They're big boys. Part of them doing a better job means recruiting better players and having to coach them less and having to harp on things that they keep teaching over and over and over again. Will Friend is teaching them what to do. Coach Former's in there helping as well. They're being taught what to do. Some guys physically just can't do it. And that's a tough thing. When you play in Tennessee-Alabama game, most of it is about will, want to, and beating the guy in front of you most of the time. And when you do beat him, taking advantage and putting points on the board, having a big play. A lot of it isn't X's and O's when you're playing Tennessee-Alabama. It's about Jimmys and Joes. No excuse, it's just the truth. 865-255-03. Hour 3 powered by Low T Center. LowTCenter.com. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter, oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK?
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy!
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
All right. right, team, listen up. It's tailgating time again in Tennessee. But most importantly, team, you're going to need to refi that tailgate and the truck it's attached to with a refinanced auto loan with Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union with their Got That promotion. They'll give you up to $500 for your debt.
Are you serious, coach?
That's right, Johnny. Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt. Now, let's get out there and spread the word. Say it with me. Alcoa 10. Alcoa 10. Alcoa 10.
ATFCU is an equal housing lender.
For a replay of each day's Swain Event TV, like us on Facebook.
New Tahoe Suburban with up to $15,000 off here at Beatty Chevrolet. New Cruise in Malibu, $5,000 off. New Corvette with up to $9,000 off their MSRP. Huge selection, all makes, all models here available at Toyota Knoxville. At Beatty, they have Toyota, they have Ram, they have Jeep, GMC, Buick, Lexus, Infiniti, Honda, Ford, anything you need. So they have all models and makes. Toyota, Ram, Jeep, GMC, Buick, everything here at Beatty Chevrolet. And of course, they have Chevrolet. It's just a Chevrolet dealership. Huge selection of pre-owned trucks, crossovers, and SUVs right here at Beatty Chevrolet, home of the warranty for life. Let me take a look at the text box. But first, do we still have Jay on the line?
Yes, sir, we do.
Let's get to Jay. Jay, good morning.
Swain, good morning, buddy.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, man. Look, to TC's point, I understand the frustration. I do. I mean, that loss was demoralizing. But, you know, former used to say it all the time. It's not X's and O's. It's Jimmy's and Joe's. I would implore people to, before we start making rush judgments on Will Friend, who has a good reputation as an O-line coach.
Yes, he does.
He has a very good reputation as an O-line coach. Look at Nathan Niehaus. Look at Riley Locklear. I'm not trying to call these young men out, but just look at some of the guys that are playing on our offensive line, not named Trey Smith, and then look at them compared to what Alabama's defensive line looks. Just physically. I mean, just look at the physical stature between the two. Jeremy Pruitt said it. There's a clear difference between our sideline and theirs. I mean, they just look different. You know what I'm saying? You can have all the technique in the world. Those guys are going to maul you. And that's just, I mean, that's just where we're at. Butch Jones, he liked getting these smaller, you know, quote-unquote quicker offensive linemen for his system. And, I mean, Pruitt has got to get his guys in, guys like Trey Smith, or guys like Wanya Morris, Darnell Wright, that kid out of Oklahoma that they're trying to flip, or the kid out of Texas that they're trying to flip an Oklahoma commit.
Yep.
Those are the kind of guys that we're trying to get. So I would just say it's a Jimmy's and Joe's thing for the most part. But, Swain, I want to ask you this. I haven't got to listen, but I want to ask you, instead of just making a statement, why did the offense look so much smoother and so much better, and why did he look like he was in so much more control? And I'm talking about Keller Chris compared to Garantano. I respect Garantano. He's mm-hmm. a tough dude. But it was obvious. It felt like Keller Chris knew what to do with the ball.
Keller had a better day than Jared on Saturday. Part of a reason why he had a better day is, you know, some of it, well, most of it is him. Some of it is Alabama was up by a lot of scores and was not blitzing the same either. But Keller had a good day. I'm telling you that this is probably Keller's best day wearing a Tennessee uniform was on Saturday. And so I understand looking at that game and going, huh, okay, Keller's not that bad. But you just can't forget about what happened a week before. Jared was named National Player of the Week, and Jared still gives you the best chance to win. And Jared has not been the reason why Tennessee has lost games. Jared has taken care of the football. He's done a really good job. There are things that he needs to improve on. Nobody on this football team is above criticism, constructive criticism. No one is above being looked upon to correct some things. Jared is included in that. So, yeah, Jared had a bad moment where he did not recognize pre-snap a blitz that was coming. It got him blown up. It was a turnover. But JG still gives this chance, this team, the best chance to win moving forward and the best chance to get to a bowl game. The problem is, y'all don't see in practice the balls that hit the dirt, that hit the hands of the defensive backs consistently. And it's why he doesn't play over Jared. So y'all don't see that. What you saw makes you question whether or not Keller should be playing more, and I understand that. I totally get it because you don't see everything else in practice. You saw what you saw on Saturday. I understand that. I think it's a fair statement to make.
Well, Swain, I guess, well, and I'm not calling for Jared to be sick. I mean, if he's healthy, I know he's hurt, he's banged up. If he's healthy, then it makes me wonder because, you know, we had a situation here where we had a quarterback who wasn't that good of a practice player, but when he got in the game, and I'm talking about Josh Dobbs, it was a different story. And Josh Dobbs, granted, it was Butch Jones making the evaluation, but everything that I heard was, well, Josh Dobbs just doesn't practice well. And it just makes me wonder because Tony Robinson and Jerry Colquitt were basically saying this was going to happen. They said, look, I know he played well against Auburn. He said, I'm telling you, he's going to get killed against them. He does too many. He doesn't read defenses. He doesn't recognize the blitzes still because basically they were playing 12 personnel, and they were putting two tight ends to block for him to give him more time because he does not pick up blitzes. And Jerry Colquitt called. He said he's going to get – if he does the same thing he's been doing all year, he's going to get killed against Alabama. And lo and behold, it literally – I mean, he got knocked out of the game. And that's what I'm saying. I just think there's a mental side of it. I know he has a stronger arm than Chris and all that, but there is a mental side of this that I think he is just lacking because, I mean, there was a guy running right, like a 260-pound linebacker running right down in his line of vision. And I'm sitting there saying, get rid of the ball, get rid of the ball. And he just holds on to it. And he gets creamed. I don't understand why he continues to do that kind of stuff.
But that stuff is why they beat Auburn, because he stood in the pocket and he took those hits while delivering those throws. So, yeah, there are a lot of cases where, yeah, Jared, get rid of the football. Let's go. Let's move. Let's get it out. But you look at that big-time win on the road, that upset, the biggest upset in a long time for Tennessee, it's because he did hold on to it and took those shots. And so he needs to be better about when it is on him, because we don't know every single time that he takes a hit or every time there's an unsuccessful passing play. We don't know that it's on him or someone else all the time. We can look at that play where he fumbled and say, wait a minute, man, this is easy to basically dissect. There's two guys right there. It's third down, short field. They're not going to blitz from, you know, out of space. They'll never get there to you. They're going to blitz from a place they know they can get to you. So short field should be obvious place you should look first, and then you see a Alabama DB guarding your Tennessee wide receiver, and then you see another Alabama safety stack on top of the Alabama DB. That is alert, 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 blitz is coming, and he didn't see that. That is a fair criticism, but we don't know about the other times he's taking hits. Was that running back? Was that line? Was that tight end? We don't know that. We don't know all of that. I think Jared can be better in that. He can, 100%, but you still have to ask yourself, who gives you the best chance to win?
Right.
That's what you got to play. You can't expect Jared to be perfect, but you have to still ask yourself, who gives you the best chance to win? Because for every pass that Keller throws is nice, he throws two or three that goes to the other team. And that's what y'all don't see.
Well, hey, you, and that's know, just you can't the truth. Have that, Jason.
Yeah, I mean, that's just that, the truth.
Well, hopefully it can get better. Look, I mean, I'm pulling for Jared. He has absolutely got his brains beat in, and he definitely deserves our respect. And I hope this bruised ribs and everything. But I think that's what he's going to have to do to take his game to the next level, because having a strong arm is just not enough, guys.
I agree 100% with you, Jay. I mean, people are pointing out Keller's play. Okay, what you trying to say? Like, you saying something to say what? Are you saying that Keller should be the starter? Are you saying that Keller gives you the best chance to win and go to a bowl game? Is that what you're trying to say? Are you trying to say that Keller had the better game? Cool, yeah, you're right. He did have a better game. He had some favorable matchups. He had a defense that didn't blitz as much because you were down 3-4 scores. That doesn't take away from what Keller did. He threw a great pass to Tyler Burt. He threw a great pass to Ty Chandler. Those are great passes. He had a good game. But everyone is like blowing this hot air about Keller. Okay, what are you really trying to say? Besides that Keller had a better game. Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say what you want to say. Are you saying that Keller should be the guy and that he can help us get to a bowl game? Do you truly believe that after watching Tennessee play the last 2 weeks? Because if you don't believe that, just stop at Keller had a good game Saturday. Don't go any further than that. Because it doesn't make sense. Keller had a good game. That's why he's brought in, because you were afraid of Jerry Williams last season with the offensive line. Are you stepping over that line and saying that Keller needs to be the quarterback who leads us to a ball game? Are you there yet? I don't know. That's what I want to know. 865-255-03. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken. Not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
All right, let's get to Smokey. He's calling in on the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline this morning. Smokey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Man, I'm wonderful, man. How are you?
Good. Good. I've kind of gotten over the game at this point. I mean, I didn't expect much different. But my question to you is regarding Pruitt's comments after halftime. I mean, he was obviously fired up talking about getting 25 new guys in there that'll do the right way. And I know you don't want to speak specifically about specific players, but you know, one culprit that I saw was with the linebacker group, you know, and they threw a touchdown to the tight end that basically just got passed off like he was playing zone, not even covered. I mean, it was,
Yeah, I said, you're right.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that was the easiest throw in the world. And so if you had to kind of rank 1, 2, and 3 offensive lines, obviously we've been disappointing. I don't know if that's talent. Talent and size as much as anything else, but if you had to rank, you know, where were those comments targeted? Who were those comments targeted towards? And you know, I think we all know the players that seem to be doing it the right way, but who are the ones that aren't?
Well, I look at Pruitt being defensive guy and being harder on his players on defense, and all of these guys are his players. He's a head coach, but if you are the defense coordinator, which Pruitt is, I think those comments are directed more to his defense. Now, offensively, there are some guys that didn't do their jobs right. He's talking to them, too. And I don't know anybody in the world that should have a problem with what Pruitt said. It's like, you want the truth, but you don't want the truth. Like, you want a coach who's honest, but you don't want a coach that's honest. Which one do you want?
Yeah. Which one is it? Honesty is not always pleasant.
Yeah. What do you want, folks, who are upset and bothered by Pruitt saying that? So you want Pruitt to play guys who are not doing the right things? Or you want Pruitt to not correct guys and not challenge guys who are not doing the right thing? What? Like, make up your mind, because you're getting annoying.
Here was Pruitt's exact response. He was asked about it in the post game, about that comment, because it made its rounds on social media, so he was asked about it, and here's what he had to say.
What even bad?
Quote, "We've got our guys in our program in 10 months that have really changed the way they think. They've changed the way they go about business every day. They've worked hard, and they try to do exactly what we've wanted them to do. I don't think it takes much to look. If you look at their sideline and look at our sideline, they are not hardly the same. But we do have some guys on our team who are committed to the University of Tennessee and are doing it the right way. They've got to help us recruit because we didn't have enough guys out there today who wanted to do it the right way. Mm. But I do think we have a good core group in this bunch who will be the foundation moving forward, and we've got a group of guys in here who want to compete and play like they do every day.
If you have a problem with that quote, you need to become a fan of soccer or a different sport, because football is about the truth. And if you don't do the job, I'm going to get someone else who can do the job. Or you need to be a fan of Little League something, because everyone plays, everyone gets a trophy. And maybe the score doesn't matter as much, but it doesn't matter if you don't – if you can't do the job because you don't have enough talent, or you can't do the job because you have the talent and you refuse to be coachable and execute, both are the same. You're not getting the job done. You will be replaced. That's the way it works. I don't care if you are Nigel Warrior and the next safety who comes in does everything that Nigel does, but he picks the ball off. You got to play the guy over Nigel in that situation. It ain't personal. I don't care if it's a guy who physically may not be as good as the opponent. If he physically just can't do it, he can't play either. That's just the way it is. This is a big business. There's a coach. The coaches make $4 million a year. You have the assistants making a lot of money. It's their livelihoods. They're not going to play dudes that's going to get them fired. And what he means by playing the right way, that is playing the game, respecting the game of football, respecting the game. By respecting the game, that means you film study, you respect your opponent. And when you step out there in between the white lines, that you're giving your all, you're playing hard. If you're not playing hard, you're cheating the game of football. That's what Pruitt's talking about. He's not making excuses that he don't have his guys. He's talking about even guys who are talented. Man, if you're not doing your job, I'm going to find some other people that will do it. I'm going to go recruit 25 guys who will be coachable and will execute what we worked on in walkthroughs, who doesn't leave a tight end wide open. That's what he's talking about. Good call from Smokey. I agree. I agree with Smokey.
Yeah, you send that message, and you just hope that it sinks in. I mean, that's the ultimate point. He doesn't want to have to go out and get new guys. That's a pain in the butt. But he will if he has to. Like talking to.
Oh, I think he wants to get new guys.
Well, he does
because he loves recruiting.
But it's easier if the guys that you got now just do the job, of course. And you know, he just knows that they're not gonna. But some guys do come around on coaching like that. Initially, it hurts when you hear that, of course. I was talking to Jordan Bone at Tennessee Basketball's Media Day, and he admitted that at first the extreme honesty from Barnes was tough, and he didn't handle it the right way. He said he got, you know, there was some resentment there because it seemed like he couldn't do anything right for Barnes. And then when he embraced it, everything changed, and now, you know, he's on the Bob Cousy Award watch list and considered one of the top 20 point guards in America going in. You know, if Pruitt can get through to these guys and get them to embrace this honesty, that's huge. It could really turn things around without having to go out and get new guys. Of course, I mean, it's going to help a lot.
You're going to get new guys, period.
If you can get the guys that you got now to really believe, that's just going to make everything that much better.
I mean, he's going to get new guys. You have to get, you know, it's not like you say, hey, no, we're just going to take 10 guys in this recruiting class because we're good. No, you got to get more guys because you never know who's going to transfer, who's going to get hurt, who's going to have a stupid attack. You got to get more guys. You got to create a culture of great competition. But you don't mind playing a true freshman like a Bryce Thompson over a Schamberger, because Schamberger hasn't been doing everything he needs to do on off the football field.
Yep.
That's an example. You want an example? That's it. I would rather play a dude like Bryce Thompson who does everything we want him to do. Yes, he's talented, but he's going to do it my way. I'm playing the freshman. Mm-hmm. That's an example, and that's what he's talking about. Let's go to Landon. Landon, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Landon.
Man, we were so close to putting this Garantano Chris thing to bed.
I know, man.
But let me play out a scenario. You, Charlie, Ben, and I are all on the same page as far as this thing goes. But let me play the devil's advocate, I guess, for a minute. Say something happens between this and next week, and pregame comes at South Carolina. JG can't go. And win, lose, or draw, if Keller Chris goes and throws two or three touchdowns, 280 yards, win or loss, how much further is this going to go into the next week? What is it, Missouri next week or the week after South Carolina?
Charlotte,
okay. Let's say JG gets back healthy and the last time people saw Keller Chris go out there and he got close to winning or won at South Carolina, how incensed is Vol Nation going to be with wanting Keller Chris back, because all they've seen is what happens on the field. If he happens to play his heart out and get those two or three touchdowns and get close or win the game, what do you think the scenarios that play out for the last three games of the season are? Appreciate it, guys. First time caller. Love y'all's show.
Thank you, Landon. I think you ask yourself the same question that you ask yourself every single week. Which player gives you the best chance to win? And if that changes for you, then you make the call. But I don't think that, and the coaches feel the same way, that Keller gives them the best chance to win. Now, if Keller proves them wrong in practice and he proves them wrong if he goes in, I seriously doubt JG is going to not play. The kid's tough. And he's going to have a whole entire week to rest. And he's going to be given medication. He's going to play, in my opinion. But let's just say he starts off and he can't finish. And Keller goes out there and lights it up. Cool, great. That's why you brought him here for, was to be a valuable backup. Let's say he has the same game as Jared had against Auburn. Then the coach staff will have to make a decision. You have to ask yourself again, who gives you the best chance to win? If that changes for you, then make the change. But for right now, today, it's JG. It's JG. And I'm not trying to, like, talk down to anybody. When I say this and what I said previously, everyone is saying, oh, well, yeah, Keller had a great game. Keller had a great game. Yes, he did. I'll be the first to admit that. But what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that Keller gives us the best chance to win based on what you saw Saturday and the week before that against Auburn? Because that's what I want people to go ahead and take that extra step. Go ahead and say if you really feel that way, say that. But don't beat around the bush and say, well, Keller had a great game. Keller had a better game. Yeah, no crap. He had a better game. He threw two touchdowns. Jared didn't throw any.
If you feel that way, it's okay to disagree.
Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, but we just won't agree with you. That's it.
I have always been honest with our listeners, and I don't put myself in situations where I'm compromised. I don't do that. That's why we do what we do independently. And hey, state run is state run, and other folks do other things. But I put myself in the position to be able to call like I see it and be fair and be respectful at the same time, because I think our fans deserve that. That's been the plan 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, yesterday, and today. Nothing's changed. And if I thought that Keller gave Tennessee the best chance to win, I would say it. But he doesn't right now. JG gives Tennessee the best chance to win today. And it's been that way all season long. Based on what I've seen in practice, people that I've talked to, that's how I feel. I don't care who the quarterback is, as long as Tennessee is winning. That's all I care about.
Yep.
And I'm not a big fan of trying to pin two quarterbacks against each other. I hate that college football fans do that, or football fans in general do that. Like, they try to pin Tua and Hurts against each other. They're friends. They're buddies. They love each other. They're not enemies. It's not Keller versus JG or Tagovailoa versus Hurts. They're on the same team. They want the team to win. That's what's most important. That's all I care about. I just want Tennessee to win. That's it. Just get the dub. I don't care who plays quarterback. I don't care who plays defense. I don't care who's coaching. I don't care. Just win. And I think Peru will do that once he gets himself some more players. I do feel like he's going to have himself a top 10, top 12 class with some of the players that he has right there on the fence, who he's in for, some really highly rated players. If the ratings mean everything to you, Tennessee will have a top 12 class, maybe top 10 in my opinion. As I look at where we are right now and who we have opportunity to get, we got some big time dudes. We got a couple of receiver options that Tennessee is in a good position with. Speedy receivers. We have a couple offensive linemen that are highly rated, good players. Tennessee's in a good position with. I'll tell you right now, Tennessee will recruit a great offensive line class this year. That is one thing for sure. They will do that.
Yeah, they've emphasized it so much.
They will do that.
It's coming. A good offensive line is coming.
That's going to happen. All right, let me go to the text box right quick before we wrap up today. South Kakalak of all, JG has to get the ball out fast and with confidence. And, you know, he has got the ball out fast, and he does play confident. There's other times that he holds the ball and he looks or appears to not know where to go sometimes with the ball. It appears that way, but we don't know his progression. We don't know the play that's called. Plowboy says Saban has the same status in the SEC hierarchy that Bear Bryant had. Maybe it's an Alabama problem, but and it is fishy. Yeah, it looks weird. It looks weird. Cook Vivant said 3 years away. I would say 3 years away from maybe competing to beat Bama, but Butch Jones did it in two. 2015 team physically looked like they belong on the same field as Alabama in 15 down there.
Yep.
Our guys are bigger, and we had a lot of sophomore impact players, and they physically matched up with Alabama for four quarters. It took 2 years for Butch Jones. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, next year you will still be hard-pressed because Tua will still be there. But depending on what happens with that quarterback situation after Tua leaves – I would say year three for Pruitt. It doesn't look.
Tua may go and be the first overall pick in the NFL draft.
He should be.
He could do that. And this is not a crazy statement because I've been thinking about
this year. He would be the number one pick. And he's not eligible to leave. But
I don't know. I mean, I think he is. Wait a minute.
Genuinely, who else would it be?
Has he been out of high school 3 years? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Next year he can leave.
He's a true sophomore.
Yeah, next year he can leave. I'll say this, and I thought about this all weekend, because I'm not going to say anything that's irresponsible and reckless. I try not to, at least. Tua has a chance to be the greatest college quarterback ever if he stays all his years at Alabama. If he does not declare, he has a chance to be the best college quarterback ever. Think about that.
He's that good.
And if he leaves early, he won't be able to accomplish what Peyton did because Peyton was here for 4 years. Tebow was there for 4 years. But if Tua stays there with all that talent around him and how accurate he is, the dude can go down as the best quarterback in college football history. It's sad. He's that good. He's that good. Golly. All right, that's our time for today. Live at Bay Chevrolet. Same time tomorrow, 7 a.m. Time to move on. South Carolina this week on the road. For Charlie Burris and Ben McKee, I'm Jason Swain. Hope you have a great, great Monday. Be careful, stay warm, peace, and love. We are out.